Proverbs 12:5 says, "The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit." A lot of people go wrong because they don't stop to question their own thoughts. As Christians, we must always be conscious of our thoughts in comparison to God's Word. In Isaiah 55:8, God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." And if you don't get your thoughts and ways in line with His, it doesn't matter how sincere you may be, you're going in the wrong direction. As we'll discuss when we get to Proverbs 14:12, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." The Apostle Paul taught us that one of the keys to doing spiritual warfare is to make sure that our thoughts are right. 2 Corinthians 10:5, he says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." So let's read that first half of this proverb again carefully. "The thoughts of the righteous are right." A righteous man's thoughts are so because they are thinking God's thoughts after him. A righteous man's thoughts are right because that's what it means to be righteous. We are righteous in God's sight positionally based on our being saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Romans 4:5 says, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." In other words, we are made righteous by faith in Jesus Christ and His gospel, and not by our own works. And that makes us righteous positionally in God's sight for all of eternity. But practically, we are in a walk. And that walk is only as righteous as we are in conformity to God's Word. That's what Paul speaks of in Romans 8:4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We're not saved by keeping the law, but being saved, we will walk in God's Word and, by effect, keep His law. Is your walk righteous, is the question. It will be if your thoughts are righteous by being in accordance with God's Word. But the counsels of the wicked are deceit. What makes the counsels of the wicked deceit? Because they reject God's Word. The thoughts of the wicked are only not deceit when they are in line with God's Word. But that is not by design. So even then, it is deceit. You take a wicked man who loves his little boy or girl, he'll provide for them, he'll protect them, and he'll even raise them to know right from wrong from his perspective. But it's his version of right and wrong, not God's version. How many of those wicked men will read God's Word to their little children and take them to church and make sure they know Jesus? You see, the wicked have their own version of wisdom and counsel, but it is deceit because it is not in conformity to God's Word. And as Christians, we must be diligent to check our thoughts against God's thoughts. Compare our words with God's words. The psalmist put it beautifully in Psalm 19:14. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." This attitude expresses the heart of the righteous. May it be the expressed attitude of our hearts and minds toward God as we face the darkness of these last days and the mass majority reject God's Word. And there are no shortcuts. You can't just pop a pill. You have to spend time with God. Spend time with God in His Word and with prayer, and let Him mold your mind and mold your heart in accordance with His will. The Bible says we're to be workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.